This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The United States Senate has voted not to convict former President Donald Trump on charges of inciting a deadly riot at the Capitol that left five people dead. Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont announced the vote total after both sides had presented their closing arguments on Saturday.
The yeas are 57. The nays are 43. Two-thirds of the senators present not having voted guilty. The Senate judges that the respondent, Donald John Trump, former President of the United States, is not guilty as charged in the article of impeachment.
Seven Republican senators crossed party lines to vote to convict Trump, but 67 votes, or a two-thirds majority, was needed, and Trump was acquitted. Trump is the first U.S. president to be impeached and acquitted twice. The acquittal comes more than a month after a mob stormed the U.S. Capitol as Congress was meeting to certify President Joe Biden's electoral victory. Opponents of Myanmar's military coup continued mass protests for an eighth straight day Saturday, fueled in part by anger over continued arrests. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
Arrest raids in recent days have added to anger over the detention of democracy icon Aung San Suu Kyi. And Yangon, Mandalay and the capital, Naypyidaw, witnessed the eighth straight day of protests on Saturday. The United Nations Human Rights Office said on Friday that more than 350 people, including officials, activists and monks, have been arrested since the February the 1st coup. The government did not respond to requests for comment. The army says it seized power because of alleged fraud in a November election that Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy won by a landslide. Complaints that have been dismissed by Myanmar's Electoral Commission.
That's Reuters' David Doyle. This is VOA News. The University of Oxford in Britain plans to test its COVID-19 vaccine in children for the first time. AP's Sarah Bassett reports.
The trial seeks to recruit 300 volunteers between the ages of 6 and 17, with up to 240 receiving the vaccine and the remainder a control meningitis vaccine. Chief researcher on the Oxford vaccine trial, Andrew Pollard, says that while most children don't get severely ill from COVID-19, it is important to establish safety of the vaccine in young people.
It is certainly possible that wider use to try and curb the progress of the pandemic might be considered in the future.
Regulators in more than 50 countries have authorized widespread use of the Oxford vaccine, which is being produced and distributed by AstraZeneca for use in people over the age of 18. Sarah Bassett, London.
A World Health Organization investigator said Saturday that China refused to hand over raw data on early COVID-19 cases. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
A WHO team probing the origins of the pandemic had requested raw patient data on 174 cases from the early phase of the outbreak in the city of Wuhan in December 2019. But Dominic Dwyer, an Australian infectious disease expert who is a member of the team, said only summaries were provided. He said the data was especially important, as only half of the cases had exposure to the Huanan seafood market, where the virus was initially detected. The White House on Saturday said they have, quote, deep concerns about the WHO COVID-19 report from China. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan called on China to make available data from the earliest days of the outbreak.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. South Africa says it will reopen 20 of its land borders to allow normal travel after restrictions were implemented to control rising COVID-19 infections last month. The Home Affairs Ministry said Saturday that land borders, including those with Zimbabwe, Mozambique, and Botswana, would reopen after being closed on January 11th. South Africa has recorded the highest number of coronavirus infections and deaths on the African continent. Former European Central Bank President Mario Draghi, the man largely credited with saving the euro currency, took the helm as Italy's premier Saturday after assembling a government of economic experts and other technocrats, along with career politicians from across the spectrum. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.